My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You want to welcome our next guest?
Absolutely. As we look at Stacy Dewa, who has won the women's division at 31-12 is her time. So congratulations to her as the men elite runners are headed for the park. Joining us now, my goodness, we got Rich Kadar from Atlanta Track Club, the CEO of Atlanta Track Club. A busy, busy man this morning, but thanks for having some time for us.
Yes, sir.
How are you this morning?
I'm a little busy at the moment. We got 50,000 people who started up here in Buckhead at Lenox Square Mall, but we're having a blast on this 4th of July morning.
So what is your job entail this morning, Rich?
That's a great question. My job kind of starts on July 5th, and we set everything up, and then I just get out of the way and let everybody do their thing. So I'm more spectator than anything else today.
We talked with Mayor Dickens earlier, and he talks about all the agencies and all the people who have to come together to make this happen. People think this just happens because every year it goes on. There's a lot of work that goes on to making this event come off the way that it does, right?
There is, and it does not happen without the city of Atlanta. So every mayor, every administration has supported this event since the 70s, and that's why it is a community event that it is. Everyone moves forward together on the 4th of July, and that's just what we do in Atlanta.
Rich Kadar, with Atlanta Track Club. How long have you held your title at the track club?
This will be my 11th year as the race director. I still haven't had the opportunity to run it myself, but
are
I can
you serious?
Aspire to do that someday.
Whoa, stop.
How does that happen?
Yes. You're running the whole thing, but you never run in the race?
I got to make sure I stand here and look pretty for the cameras.
See, he's like a proud parent. He's grown this. He watched it, and now he has let his kids loose out into the world. So he has enjoyed. That's the stance I'm going to have, Rich. But talk about the years that you've been in your position and how it has grown and how proud you are when you look at the event like today.
I lost you on that question. Ask that one again.
Rich, we wanted to find out. In your tenure with your position with the Atlanta Track Club, the growth of not only the club but this race, and how proud you are on a day like today as you see the participation and how it has grown over the years.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So that's a great point. So we've got a brand campaign at Atlanta Track Club. We call Atlanta Running City USA. And our goal, our mission is to make Atlanta one of the healthiest cities in the United States. And this is the way people enter. This is their first step forward for tens of thousands of people. We've got 36,000 members at Atlanta Track Club. We do 40 events a year. But far and away, this is the largest and most special for all of Atlanta.
Spend the time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning. The CEO of the Atlanta Track Club, Rich Kinar, is joining us on this morning of the Peachtree Road Race, the 55th edition of the AJC Peachtree Road Race that's coming before us as we're here in front of Colony Square and broadcasting live. Rich, talk about the fact that this is an international event. There are some Olympians that are using this as a tune-up event today, right?
They do. So in addition to the masses from Atlanta, we annually invite the best distance runners from around the world. It just so happens this year that we've got a few dozen male and female athletes who run like crazy stupid fast. So on the men's side, 27 minutes, and on the women's side, just under 30 minutes are their PRs. And to put that in perspective, the women today will run faster than the first man who won the Peachtree back in 1970. And this is a step toward the Paris Olympic Games for many of them.
I was going to ask you, Rich, are you going to attend the Olympics this year?
I haven't decided whether I'm going to make it over to Paris. There's something really attractive right now about sitting at home, putting my feet up, and watching it on television.
Then can you tell us what's down the road next for the Atlanta Track Club?
We've got all kinds of programming for the rest of the year. Our next real big one is our 10-miler in October at PNC Atlanta 10-miler at Atlantic Station. Of course, another family tradition. That's the Thanksgiving Day race, the Invesco QQQ Thanksgiving Day Half Marathon. So let's get all your listeners moving forward. Anybody who wants to watch the race today, check it out. It's being webcast live at AJC.com.
That's what we're doing. We're watching. And Sebastian Sal is the winner of the men's division, and he's being celebrated now in Piedmont Park as the elite male runners are entering Piedmont Park. Rich, a lot of people do this for a lot of different reasons. Can you talk about people do this in memory of some people? They do it for a milestone, some in their lives, some because of a health matter, and they're triumphing over that, and so they make the Peachtree their goal. This event means a lot of things to a lot of people.
We say there's 50,000 stories at the Peachtree, and there is. And the stories range from someone who had a cardiac arrest and is on their road to recovery. We've had people who have had cardiac arrest actually at the Peachtree and have come back and participated the following year. We've got our youngest participants are 10 years old, and our most famous runner in Atlanta, Betty Lindbergh, is 99 years young. And she has already crossed the start line heading down to Piedmont Park.
Wow. She's making us all look bad.
There's no excuse for anybody.
How about that? Let me ask you something, because this event comes off so well and attracts runners from each and every state and around the world. Do you hear from people in other places who look at our event and say, hey, we want to put on something. We want our event to be like the Atlanta event.
We do. As a matter of fact, we've got a handful of race directors from events around the world here watching how we do it in Atlanta. Pleased to have a good friend of mine who is the race director of the Boston Marathon. He's running his second Peachtree. He's coming back. He ran last year. He said he couldn't just stay away. The community, the vibe was infectious, and he wanted to come back.
Well, Rich, listen, we can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes out and spending some time with us. As you said, this is a day that you've got to marshal everybody, together and make sure this thing gets going. So thank you for giving us a little bit of time. We're going to let you get back to whatever it is that you're doing this morning and enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Thanks for having me on. You guys have a good one. Happy 4th.
That's as
Happy
always.
4th.
There you go. The CEO and director of the Atlanta Track Club.
We say there's 50,000 stories at the Peachtree, and there is. And the stories range from someone who had a cardiac arrest and is on their road to recovery. We've had people who have had cardiac arrest actually at the Peachtree and have come back and participated the following year. We've got our youngest participants are 10 years old, and our most famous runner in Atlanta, Betty Lindbergh, is 99 years young, and she has already crossed the start line heading down to Piedmont Park.
Wow. She's making us all look bad.
There's no excuse for anybody.
How about that? How about that? Let me ask you something, because this event comes off so well and attracts runners from each and every state and around the world. Do you hear from people in other places who look at our event and say, hey, we want to put on something? We want our event to be like the Atlanta event.
We do. As a matter of fact, we've got a handful of race directors from events around the world here watching how we do it in Atlanta. Privileged, pleased to have a good friend of mine who is the race director of the Boston Marathon. He's running his second Peachtree. He's coming back. He ran last year. He said he couldn't just stay away. The community, the vibe was infectious, and he wanted to come back.
Well, Rich, listen, we can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes out and spending some time with us. As you said, this is a day that you've got to marshal everybody, together and make sure this thing gets going. So thank you for giving us a little bit of time. We're going to let you get back to whatever it is that you're doing this morning and enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Thanks for having me on. You guys have a good one. Happy 4th.
That's as
Happy
always.
Happy 4th.
There you go. The CEO and director of the Atlanta Track Club.
We say there's 50,000 stories at the Peachtree, and there is. And the stories range from someone who had a cardiac arrest and is on their road to recovery. We've had people who have had cardiac arrest actually at the Peachtree and have come back and participated the following year. We've got our youngest participants are 10 years old, and our most famous runner in Atlanta, Betty Lindbergh, is 99 years young, and she has already crossed the start line heading down to Piedmont Park.
Wow. She's making us all look bad.
There's no excuse for anybody.
How about that? How about that? Let me ask you something, because this event comes off so well and attracts runners from each and every state and around the world. Do you hear from people in other places who look at our event and say, hey, we want to put on something? We want our event to be like the Atlanta event.
We do. As a matter of fact, we've got a handful of race directors from events around the world here watching how we do it in Atlanta. Privileged, pleased to have a good friend of mine who is the race director of the Boston Marathon. He's running his second Peachtree. He's coming back. He ran last year. He said he couldn't just stay away. The community, the vibe was infectious, and he wanted to come back.
Well, Rich, listen, we can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes out and spending some time with us. As you said, this is a day that you've got to marshal everybody, together and make sure this thing gets going. So thank you for giving us a little bit of time. We're going to let you get back to whatever it is that you're doing this morning and enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Thanks for having me on. You guys have a good one. Happy 4th.
That's as
Happy
always.
Happy 4th.
There you go. The CEO and director of the Atlanta Track Club.
We say there's 50,000 stories at the Peachtree, and there is. And the stories range from someone who had a cardiac arrest and is on their road to recovery. We've had people who have had cardiac arrest actually at the Peachtree and have come back and participated the following year. We've got our youngest participants are 10 years old, and our most famous runner in Atlanta, Betty Lindbergh, is 99 years young, and she has already crossed the start line heading down to Piedmont Park.
Wow. She's making us all look bad.
There's no excuse for anybody.
How about that? How about that? Let me ask you something, because this event comes off so well and attracts runners from each and every state and around the world. Do you hear from people in other places who look at our event and say, hey, we want to put on something? We want our event to be like the Atlanta event.
We do. As a matter of fact, we've got a handful of race directors from events around the world here watching how we do it in Atlanta. Privileged, pleased to have a good friend of mine who is the race director of the Boston Marathon. He's running his second P3. He's coming back. He ran last year. He said he couldn't just stay away. The community, the vibe was infectious, and he wanted to come back.
Well, Rich, listen, we can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes out and spending some time with us. As you said, this is a day that you got to marshal everybody, together and make sure this thing gets going. So thank you for giving us a little bit of time. We're going to let you get back to whatever it is that you're doing this morning and enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Thanks for having me on. You guys have a good one. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th. There you go. The CEO and director of the Atlanta Track Club.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.